Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. For those of us who preach, we begin the next sermon right after the last one. It is a process that begins on the surface level. I read the scriptures, paying attention for some kind of initial direction. I have come to trust that an initial direction will probably change many times because of noticing the intersection of the Holy Spirit in my life, in what's going on in the world, and here at St. Francis. All who preach on a Sunday morning know it is not about them, but about showing up and letting God take over. But isn't that how it is meant to be with all of life? Showing up and letting God be God with us. One of the most important ingredients for living your one precious life is authenticity. Being your true self with a certain amount of humility thrown in. The first part of today's gospel is in fact about humility. Jesus implies in a loving way, yet seriously, who do you really think you are? Where are you going to sit at God's banquet table of your life? We are called to keep our egos in check and to grow in respect and dignity for every human being, the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. God is in it all, our messes and our successes, our joys and our sorrows. I had a God surprise the other day, and it struck me how it related to this gospel. I returned a phone call to someone from the Los Angeles County Mental Health Department. She wanted to explain some programs that might help parishes. She described some resources available to our community and to personal issues. Then she said something that really, really hit me. She said, "Since no one is perfect, none of us has perfect health, a perfect mind, perfect emotional health." And then she said, "None of us, therefore, has perfect mental health. In fact, we are all on a spectrum of mental illness. Some so minimally, we deal with ourselves safely and the world and others in a mostly healthy way. But others suffer real mental health, and they affect those around them." So as I was preparing this sermon, the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind took on a broader meaning and even more of a challenge, especially as I think of homeless people, people with mental illness sitting on a curb. We are all invited to God's table. A week and a half ago, I had lunch with a friend, and I said to her that I didn't know how I was going to preach on today's gospel because of what Jesus is saying to us. I said to her, "I do not know how to do it." Jesus saying, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be paid at the resurrection of the righteous. So my friend Nancy and I talked about this gospel over lunch at Malaga Cove Market. I said to her that this gospel was unnerving. I automatically invite friends and family for dinner. On only a few occasions have I had a day laborer join me for lunch at my table. I get caught up with who and what is right in front of me, and this gospel fades away. And so I have to ask questions. Who are the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind for us to invite to our table to be with us? And over lunch with Nancy, as I was wrestling with this gospel question, as I ate my Chinese chicken salad with lots of wontons and a delightful sesame dressing, I was feeling the deep question, how do I live this gospel? Nancy said that she and her husband have always wanted to serve the homeless in downtown Los Angeles, but have never gotten around to it. Then one day, in her office, as she was listening to a client in deep emotional pain, she felt a grace. God was using her to feed the person in front of her. She was the channel of God's peace for that person in that moment. A light bulb went on for me as Nancy conveyed this story of listening as feeding. And so it is. We need to adapt and translate scripture for who we are and where we are. The word of God can be heard on many levels. The message of Jesus is not either or. Either we do what we literally hear or we don't and we fail. It is actually a both and. It is both that we hear the literal message and let it move our hearts. We listen for what is a personal opportunity. What can I do to love God, love others, and serve the world? Right now and right here, in the context of my life. So living the gospel is a both and. The message of the Gospels of Jesus Christ is to allow for both, to listen and watch for what I can do or be for myself or for others, because I too can be poor, crippled, lame, or blind. The invitation is to embrace what is in front of us and allow for a third way. The kingdom of God in our midst. And a word for this third way is compassion, which at its root core is defined as to suffer with, aware of another's struggles. The poor, crippled, lame, or blind are in this church and outside of this church. They are in our families and on the streets. Who do you know that is poor, has lost a sense of the richness of God's love. Who do you know that is crippled? Crippled by a reliance on drugs, alcoholism, or workaholism. Is crippled by an addiction to shopping. Is crippled by one distraction after another. Who do you know that is lame? Has lost a sense of balance in life? Who do you know that is blind to what they do have? Who do you know that is dissatisfied or resentful because they want what they do not have? How do we encounter anyone who is in pain or feeling alienated by their circumstances? The gospel question, how do we sit at our table in life? Who do we invite to sit with us? It is not either or, but both and. Years ago, another friend of mine said that she and her family, her husband and two girls, were on their way into Denny's. She and her two girls were going through the glass doors, and my friend turned to look for her husband, who all of a sudden was not with them. She turned around. There he was, walking toward them, with a homeless man they had passed on the curb. He had invited him to join them at their table for breakfast. It is possible to live the gospel. It is possible to live the gospel of Jesus Christ in our everyday lives, even though it might seem unnerving. I end with a story, a Hasidic tale. A rabbi asked his students, "What is it at dawn that one can tell the light from the darkness?" One student replied, "When I can tell a goat from a donkey." "No," answered the rabbi. Another said, "When I can tell a palm tree from a fig tree." "No," answered the rabbi again. "Well then, what is the answer?" the students pressed. "Only when you can look into the face of every man and every woman and see your brother and your sister," said the rabbi. "Only then have you seen the light." Amen.